через шкло. Кльово так, самому в хаті скоро Різдво. І Миколай бородатий. Скоро українці будуть співати не просто так, без причини будуть колядувати. І Миколай бородатий. La 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 la. Будуть колядувати і Миколай бородатий. Дивлюсь вікно, сніг лопатий. Хтось там йде до нашої хати. То не якийсь Дід Мороз, то Миколай бородатий. Мені принесе він нову гітару, до вас прийде також незабаром. Святий Миколай, Миколай бородатий. Ла-ла-ла, ла-ла-ла-ла, ла-ла-ла, ла-ла-ла-ла. Святий Миколай, Миколай бородатий. Різдво, Христос ся рождає, нова радість стала. Вертепи співають, падає сніг лопатий. Чекаємо свята. Шинки, компаси і оселедці, помпушки і вушка, куття і прецлі. Будем колядувати і Миколай бородатий. Миколай Миколай бородатий. Скоро Різдво. Миколай бородатий. Скоро Різдво. І Миколай бородатий.
From a CD called Naše Rizdvo, which means Our Christmas. That was a group called Plach Yeremi from Ukraine and a song called Mikolai Borodachi. And that is not really a Christmas song. It's a pre-Christmas song because it is about St. Nicholas. And St. Nicholas Day on the Julian calendar is actually December 19th. So we're right on target. It is a little bit late for the Gregorian calendar, December 6th, but it's December. It's Christmas. It's all good. Again, that was Plach Yeremi with Миколай Бородачі. І таким веселим і жвавим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павіна Макуарі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську музику. Ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, your host, and I am delighted to have you with me this hour. Whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, shortwave, radio, online, or to the podcast, or in flight, a very warm welcome to you. Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian Food Flair. We have a very seasonal recipe. Sylvia will help you to make your vushka for your Christmas Eve borscht. And on Ukraine News Outlook, more on Ukraine's gas woes. Ukraine and Bulgaria celebrate 20 years of diplomatic relations and some speculations on what the future holds for the relationship between these two former Soviet states. And we'll also have Melak Sheket of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv, Ukraine, come by and tell us all about Hanukkah and how it's celebrated in Ukraine. And Hanukkah starts on December 20th and will overlap Christmas this year. We'll also have a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And for this week's show, something a little different. Now, I mentioned a few weeks ago that in Ukrainian tradition, Christmas caroling doesn't really start until Christmas has officially arrived, and that'll be the day. And for Vancouver listeners of the show, of the live broadcast, that hasn't happened yet. However, just fair warning now, I'm going to break the rules, well, maybe bend them a little bit, because for the live broadcast of the PCJ edition of this show, the international edition, it will be Christmas for some of you, depending on where on the globe you're tuning in. And there, of course, there are always some time shifters who'll be catching the podcast at the right time. So to qualify for just bending the rules of Ukrainian Christmas on this week's show, we're going to feature Ukrainian artists doing non-Ukrainian Christmas songs and carols, just to get us in the mood and to keep us there, because after all, Ukrainians don't live in a bubble. We are part of the world, and these non-Ukrainian Christmas carols are popular around the world and with Ukrainian communities, whether in the diaspora or in Ukraine itself, because there are some artists coming up from Ukraine who will be doing non-Ukrainian carols, and I know you'll enjoy them all. So coming up next, the Englot Sisters from the United States, and this is an album that doesn't get nearly the airplay that it should get. It's a combination of Ukrainian and non-Ukrainian Christmas carols, and here is one that, quite frankly, I haven't heard this song done by anybody else, and maybe that's just as well. I might be spoiled by hearing the Englot Sisters do this song. It's called A Cradle in Bethlehem.
Sing sweet.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming – the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
Management and staff at Soloway Travel in Burnaby extends their best wishes to the listeners of Nash Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Христос рождається і щасливого нового року.
Thank you.
And from Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was the Husli Ukrainian Folk Ensemble from their Ukrainian Christmas carols, or the Ukrainian Christmas CD, rather, Raduysia Zemla, or Rejoice, and that, of course, was the Little Drummer Boy. Before them, you heard Victor Michello from his CD, Bandura Christmas Magic, and that song was Patapan. Coming up next is a song that you'll be hearing the story, and everybody who's Ukrainian and increasingly not Ukrainian is learning the history of this particular carol, which is not actually a Christmas carol, but a New Year's carol. And you'll be hearing all about that part of the story in a couple of weeks' time when we're doing New Year's programming. But right now, you are going to hear the Christmas version of this song, which the Diaspora recognizes as Carol of the Bells, one of the most popular Christmas carols around these days in the non-Ukrainian world, performed by the Guelph Chamber Choir from a CD called A Noteworthy Christmas. And this was a CD that was made some years back in support of literacy. Here they are now, the Guelph Chamber Choir with Carol of the Bells.
Seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling in the air. Oh, how they are raising the sun, our heaven here, telling the truth. Hear the ring, while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here, ding,
merry, merry, merry Christmas. Ding, merry, merry, merry Christmas. All on this end, all without end, ring, jump, and talk to every home. Hark, all the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, big and the bold. Ding, dong, ding, dong, that is the song, ding, jump, and ring, all care.
One seems to hear words of the cheer from everywhere, filling in the air. Oh, how they are raising the sound, our heaven dear, telling the tones, giving the ring, while people sing songs of the cheer. Christmas is here, ding,
merry, merry, merry Christmas, merry, 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 merry Christmas. All on this end, all without end, their joyful tone to every home.
All on this end, all without end, their joyful tone to every home.
Ding.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Tiny stuffed dumplings can be found in many different cuisines. Italians call their pasta tortellini, and the Chinese have their own wonton. Ukrainian vushka, which means little ear dumplings, are served in clear broth and specifically with borscht at Christmas Eve. There is no substitute for them. The dough is a light, soft dough. Use your own favorite vareniki or pierogi dough, or try mine. The filling is traditionally a mixture of wild mushrooms and onion. Now for the recipe. 2 cups flour, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 egg yolk, 1/2 cup whole milk, 1 teaspoon oil or melted butter. Combine the flour and salt. Add milk, egg, yolk, and oil. Mix well. Let stand or rest for 5 minutes. Then knead for 5 minutes. Cover and set aside for 15 minutes. On a floured surface, roll out 1/3 of the dough into a rectangle 1/4 inch thick. Make sure the dough is even in thickness when rolling. Flip dough over, flour again, and with a sharp knife, cut into 1.5 inch squares. Place 1 teaspoon of mushroom filling in each square, being careful not to smear edges. Fold diagonally to make a triangle. Make sure the dough is bonded or the stuffing will boil out. Then make them into little ears by pinching together the 2 bottom corners, leaving the top tip pointing out. Place on cookie sheets covered with towels dusted with flour. Drop 10 to 12 vushka into 6 to 8 cups of rapid boiling water and stir once with a wooden spoon. do not cover. When they float to the top, cook 1 minute longer, then remove with a slotted spoon. Cool on a lightly oiled plate without crowding. Repeat until all are cooked. Place 4 to 5 ushka in soup plates and pour hot borscht over them. Now, here's the mushroom filling. 2 tablespoons oil, 1 onion finely chopped, 1 pound mushrooms finely chopped, 3 tablespoons breadcrumbs, approximately, salt and pepper to taste, and freshly chopped dill. Saute onion in oil until tender. Add mushrooms and saute until tender. Season to taste with salt and pepper and chopped dill. Add enough breadcrumbs to bind the filling. Cool before using. Try it. You'll be surprised. You'll love it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And that was the Kiev Chamber Choir from their CD Christmas with the Kiev Chamber Choir, which has quite a number of non-Ukrainian Christmas carols and songs. Here now is Melach Sheket, Executive Director of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv, with a perspective on Ukrainian Jewish heritage.
Hanukkah, also known as the Festival of Lights, is an 8-day Jewish holiday commemorating the rededication of the Holy Second Temple in Jerusalem at the time of the Maccabean Revolt of the 2nd century BCE. Hanukkah is observed for 8 nights and days, starting of the 25th day of the Hebrew month Kislev, according to the Hebrew calendar, which may occur at any time from late November to late December in the Gregorian calendar. This year it will start the evening of the 20th of December. The festival is observed by the kindling of the lights of the 9-branched menorah, or Hanukkiah, one additional light on each night of the holiday, progressing to 8 on the final night. The typical menorah consists of 8 branches with an additional raised branch. The extra light is called a shamash and is given a distinct location, usually above or below the rest. The purpose of the shamash is to have a light available for use, as using the Hanukkah lights themselves is forbidden. When the Second Temple in Jerusalem was looted and services stopped, Judaism was outlawed. In 167 BCE, Antiochus ordered an altar to Zeus erected in the temple. He banned circumcision and ordered pigs to be sacrificed at the temple. Antiochus' actions provoked a large-scale revolt. Mattathiah, a Jewish rabbi, and his 5 sons, Yochanan, Simeon, Eliezer, Jonathan, and Judah, led a rebellion against Antiochus. When the rebellion successfully won, the only bottle of sacred olive oil, instead for one day, burned for 8 days, which became a sign of a miracle by Almighty. Rabbi Mattathiah showed that any way to idolatry would not let the Jewish people to survive, as Jewish belief must be to Almighty only. Rabbi Mattathiah's courage enlightened the right ways to believe to Almighty for all generations to come. Ukrainian Jews celebrate Hanukkah with the traditional customs, concerts, and delicious hot latkes in Yiddish, in Ukrainian platsky or draniki, or potato pancakes in English. Ukrainian Jews often make performances of traditional Jewish life, being dressed as traditional Ukrainian Jews, and singing famous Jewish heart and soul touching religious nigunim, songs written in Yiddish, out of the deep Jewish history of flourishing Jewish traditional life in Ukraine, which the whole world is singing and dancing now with joy. Happy Hanukkah! A lustige Hanukkah! Hanukkah Sameach! Shalom!
Thank you, Milach. For more information on the work of the Jewish Heritage Center in Lviv, visit jewishheritage.org.ua. Ukraine International Airlines North America extends best wishes to the listeners of Nash Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Veselik Sviat I Shchaslevoho Novoho Roku.
On that first day from Christmas, my missus gave for me a big bowl of sour cream. On that second day from Christmas, my missus gave for me 2 pair of hats and a bowl of sour cream for me. On the third day from Christmas, my missus gave for me 3 rubber boots, 2 pair of hair, and a bowl of sour cream for me. On that fourth day from Christmas, my missus gave for me 4 whole of tea, 3 rubber boots, 2 pair of hair, and a bowl of sour cream for me. On that fifth day from Christmas, my missus gave for me 5 golden rings of kubasa. Beautiful, beautiful. 4 halabchi, 3 rubber boots, 2 pair of hair, and a bowl of sour cream for me. On that sixth day from Christmas, my missus gave for me 6 overalls, 5 golden rings of kubasa. four holubchi, three rubber boots, two pair of hat, and a bowl of sour cream for me. On that second day from Christmas, my missus gave for me 7 4x2 slabs, that's lumber, 7 4x2 slabs, Torio could make a chicken coop to keep the dogs in, 7 4x2 slabs, 6 overalls, 5 golden rings of Cuba's song. Oh, oh, oh. 4 holubchi, 3 rubber boots, 2 pair of hat, and a bowl of sour cream for me. On the 9th day from Christmas, my missus gave for me 9 months pregnant, 8 all my supper, 7 4x2 slabs, 6 overalls, 5 golden rings of croissant. Ah, beautiful. 4 holubchi, 3 rubber boots, 2 pair of hat, and a bowl of sour cream for me. On the 10th day from Christmas, my missus gave for me 10 pounds, just snack, that's garlic, you know, garlic. 10 pounds, just snack, 9 months pregnant, 8 all my supper, 7 4x2 slabs, 6 overalls, 5 golden rings of croissant. 4 holubchi, 3 rubber boots, 2 pair of hat, and a bowl of sour cream for me. On the 11th day from Christmas, chikai chikai boys in the band, it's going to be a big ending here. Oh yeah, oh yeah. On the 11th day from Christmas, my missus gave for me 11 pails of borscht. 10 pounds of snack, 9 months pregnant, 8 on my supper, 7 4x2 slabs, 6 overalls, 5 golden rings of croissant. 4 holubchi, 3 rubber boots, 2 pair of hat, and a bowl of sour cream for me. Beautiful.
And that was a little bit of a blast from the past to something that most Canadians who grew up on the prairies in the Ukrainian community will recognize, that the 11 Days from Christmas by Metro. Don't ask me what happened to the 12th. We never did find out. At any rate, it is circulating on YouTube and lots of accolades there, generally of the nostalgia genre. Again, that was Metro's 11 Days from Christmas.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, gas deal for the end of the year between Russia and Ukraine not to be reached, and Ukraine and Bulgaria celebrate 20 years of diplomatic relations. I'm Keith Parent. Russia's Gazprom and Ukraine's Naftogaz will not sign a gas agreement on the new price of Russian gas for Kiev by the end of the year. Details on the ongoing talks were not disclosed. Ukraine, since April 2010, has been seeking to renegotiate lower Russian gas prices, but no progress has been seen so far in the talks, although the parties have recently indicated the aim to reach the new gas agreement by the end of the year. Will this lead to gas being cut off to Europe in case both sides don't reach an agreement? Dario Digut reports.
Ukraine's long-lasting plans to revise the 2009 gas deal with Russia has broken up, following Gazprom's CEO claim that there would be no new agreement by the year-end. This means that already in the January, Ukraine will face a price of more than $415 per 1,000 cubic meters.
The sides are still negotiating, but this is clear that there will be no new gas deal by the year's end. Ukraine's economy will stand the new price, we hope, but still there are some concerns over the debts of the national oil company Naftogaz. If the company doesn't pay in time, Russia may take extreme measures.
Experts stress that gas dispute between Russia and Ukraine has all traces of political bargain. This was proved in winter 2009, when following the pricing disputes, two countries have frozen a big part of the EU by cutting the flows. Nowadays, according to Russia's authorities, discount in gas prices could occur in case of merger of Ukraine's gas monopoly Naftogaz and taking over its transit system. Kyiv, however, yet is not ready to accept the offer.
The talks have been held in Moscow for 2 days. We don't know what will be the price, but if we have to pay $400 for gas, we will pay it. We have no other choice.
The terms of 2009 gas deal with Russia is behind the former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko's sentence. This case is pushing Ukrainian authorities to avoid the suspicion of betraying the national interests, political experts say.
As far as I know, the gas price of $400 has been already factored into the draft budget. It is very damaging for the government to make political concessions in talks with Russia. Ukrainian transit system is not only an economy, but strategy as well. The authorities can't just sell it out for discounts.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's weakening position leaves a room for concern. Experts point to the low gas reserves in the country. Such a gap can make this winter even more severe than while the notorious two-year-old supply disruption. Could the Ukrainian authorities guarantee the gas supplies if the prices rise? This question is widely discussed in Ukraine. As yet, the only reassuring news is an extremely warm winter, which will let the government save some gas reserves. Дарья Дігут, Киев.
This week, Ukraine and Bulgaria celebrated 20 years of diplomatic relations. It was signed just after the collapse of the Soviet Union. Bulgaria is getting closer to the EU, but talks for Ukraine to become closer have been called off because of the criticism of the sentence passed down to former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Many experts are worried that Ukraine may be getting too close to Russia. For more, here's Ivan Sporov from Bulgaria.
With a political roundtable and cultural events, Bulgaria marked the 20th anniversary of its diplomatic ties with Ukraine, established right after the dissolution of the Soviet Union.
These have been 2 decades of constructive and pragmatic dialogue, but the big question now is what the next two would look like. Will Kyiv be drawn closer to Kremlin once Putin potentially reassumes the presidency or join the EU?
The second scenario seems gloomy now. The row between Brussels and Kyiv began when Ukraine, the transit country, cut gas supplies from Russia and left most of EU shivering in the winter of 2009.
I particularly welcome the very strong political statement made by President Yanukovych during our summit today that we will never have a gas crisis like the one we had before.
This strong statement, as he calls it, was made during the last EU-Ukraine summit in Brussels. A year later, on the upcoming Ukraine-EU summit scheduled for the 19th of December in Kyiv, an even stronger step was supposed to be taken, signing of a free trade agreement.
Our country made unprecedented efforts to conclude negotiations. For us, this is not a gift, but a roadmap for a European country that is strategic partner of EU.
Such agreement, however, is unlikely to be sealed, as now another apple of discord has occurred, even stronger than the gas crisis, yet interconnected. The jailing of former Premier Tymoshenko, namely over unprofitable pricing of those same supplies. Analysts urge both sides to refrain from emotional statements and premature actions.
When I was foreign minister of Bulgaria, we had the luck, I would say, to be both on the Security Council for 2 years and to chair the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE. Both organizations gave me an invaluable experience, which proves that it is frequently much easier for countries who passed a transition from communism to democracy to be the leaders, the coach of countries who are doing this painful process today.
But despite Bulgaria's goodwill to assist, the process is likely to become even more painful, with many in Brussels now referring to Ukraine as the next Iron Curtain in a new Cold War. Their fears sparked after statements by Russian politicians and analysts that Vladimir Putin intends to create a Euro-Asian Union with former Soviet states. A separate EU-Russia summit is on the way, right before the EU-Ukraine summit. European media already describe it as a meeting between cashless EU and imperial Russia, and say that perhaps this summit will determine the fate of the other one, in Kyiv, which is now hanging on a thread.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you where you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out, you better not cry, better not fall, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
And that was Picardiska Terzia from their CD Nebo do Zemli, and that is a tune that you don't often hear on Nash Holos, or I dare say probably anywhere else. They could use a little bit of work on their English enunciation, but other than that, an absolutely delightful rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Up next is the Kyiv Chamber Choir again, and they could go to the same class as Picardiska Terzia for English enunciation. But musically, it's hard to beat this number. Even though it's not it wasn't really written, I don't think, for a chamber choir, nonetheless, the Kyiv Chamber Choir does an outstanding version, a rendition, rather, of White Christmas.
I'm
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, online at am1320.com, in Nanaimo on the PCJ Network Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on 101.7 FM, and online at chly.ca. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on AM, FM, and shortwave radio on the PCJ Radio Network in over 28 countries, podcasts at nashholos.com, as well as at pcjmedia.com and on iTunes. Ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Пора нам прощатися на ще один тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Не підсувай олеве близько вогню. And our proverb of the week translates as, don't place oil near a fire. Well, our time is almost up for another program here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. And to wrap things up, we have a Canadian performer who is a very well-known name on the Canadian rock scene. But as far as I know, he hasn't actually recorded anything in Ukrainian and isn't particularly involved with the Ukrainian community. But he has come out on record acknowledging his Ukrainian roots. So that will qualify him for inclusion here on Nash Holos. So we're going to have Randy Bachman wrap things up with one of my favorite non-Ukrainian Christmas songs, Taking Care of Christmas. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.
Christmas. Every